Well, Alec, looking forward to the new rugby season. It gets up and running for the North West clubs over the next number of weeks. We'll start with the North West's most senior club, that of course being City of Derry, and I'm sure their main aim for the season ahead is to gain promotion out of All-Ireland League Division 2A.
Very much so, Oisin. They had a very good season last year. They had a bit of a blip in mid-season, losing the 5 or 6 games, but then they had it in both the Ulster League and in the All-Ireland. But they came back after Christmas and they had a fantastic run in, and they finished in fifth place, and you know, there were very little between them and to say the third place. Obviously last year was got promotion last year may have been too much for them. The guys now know what they expect next year. Of course it's interesting to see that Ballymena have dropped down, and Brough, you know, two sides who were in the All-Ireland League Division 1A, but things have changed in both those places, and Ballymena coming to play Derry in the All-Ireland League will be a very interesting one. From the Derry point of view, Coach Mark Nicol has more or less the same squad of players. They have recruited a couple of players. Stephen Dickey, a wing forward from Coleraine, an excellent player who was due to come to Derry a couple of years ago but got an injury. I think he'll be very useful in the back row. But the one good sign is John Burns, a hooker. John went to Foyle, played for Ulster Schools and was actually in the Ulster Academy. But he's decided, he was with Ballymena last year, but he's decided to come back to his hometown. He's a hooker and a very, very useful player. So that's going to add a wee bit more, not only as a hooker, but also in the loose play, because he's very, very good in that one. On the other side of it, Peter Henderson, the fullback, who has been tremendous, and Tom Patton are both going to play for Malone in Belfast. Peter Henderson, really, he's finishing his last year in medical studies, so he cannot afford to travel, but he'll be back this season after that, and certainly he will be missed along with Patton, but that's the way these things go. Obviously his career is more important, but I mean, from the, generally it'll be the same squad. It's a young squad. They gained a lot last year. I mean, one thing that they did do was the entertainment value, as you know, was tremendous. I mean, if Derry lost 2 tries, he scored 3. But I think next year Coach Mark Nicol will be looking to tighten up the defence a lot more, and that's really, if they're going to aim for promotion, that's the one thing they're going to have to do. Scoring tries is not a problem for their City of Derry, but the problem is they're leaking tries, and you can't afford when you're going for promotion to do that sort of thing.
And there is, of course, Alec, that extra spice now of a derby match in Division 2A with Rennie being promoted into the section from last year.
Yes, Rennie had a tremendous season last year in 2B. 15 games, 14 wins and a draw. They had the best record of any club in Ireland. And certainly they have a new coach now, John Andrews, who was a former Ballymena coach. They have, I'm told, 2 or 3 players coming from Ballymena, and they've recruited strongly. So, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting, as you say, a North West derby in a sense. And that starts on the 14th of September, because Derry have been drawn away to Rennie in the first round of the First Trust Ulster Cup. So that should be spicy. But then 2 weeks later, it's the start of the All-Ireland League, and guess what? Rennie are at Judges Road for the first match of the All-Ireland League. So, you know, they see this as maybe a way to get a winning start in Division 2A. Derry see it probably as a way to start a promotion campaign in 2A. But it'll be interesting to see. They're a good side, and it's great to see the way they have developed over the last number of years. And certainly, from their performances last year, the step up for them should be pretty reasonable. Now, whether they're good enough to be up there with the City of Derry and the other clubs, we'll have to wait and see. But nevertheless, the Maherfeld team and the club deserve great credit for how they've developed over the last 5 years.
Okay, Alec, moving on to qualifying 2 of Ulster, where there is 4 North West sides in there, 1 from Derry, 2 from Tyrone and 1 from Fermanagh, in the form of Strabane, Limavady, Omagh and Enniskillen. To get into the top section of the Ulster qualifying leagues, things can be very, very competitive. Can you see any of these 4 teams pushing at the top of qualifying 2 and hopefully making it through to the top flight of Ulster?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. Strabane, obviously, are the first time in qualifying 2, having had such a good season last year, winning qualifying 3 and unfortunately losing out in the final of the Gordon West. It's going to be really a season for them of just to maintain qualifying 2. They've a couple of new players have come in, but it's going to be a big ask of them. A lot of these players would not have played in a standard rugby before. The one thing about it is they've a very solid pack, and certainly in the wet grounds, they'll be more than capable of taking on anyone. The one question mark might be behind the scrum. They've got a young inventive back line, but, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of very, very good back lines playing this qualifying too. Limavady, of course, they relegated a few years ago. They decided to go with a young side. They had a very bad start last year, but finished reasonably well. But again, I think it'll be a matter of them trying to maintain it. Oma and Enniskillen would be the two sides. Oma, 2 years ago, almost got there. They finished runners-up. Enniskillen have been there or thereabouts, but there's a lot of very good teams in that qualifying too. Ballyclare, I mean, Bangor took about five seasons to win that section, recruiting a lot of players. So it'll be very interesting. But from the Northwest point of view, there's going to be a lot of very good local derbies. There's also an opportunity that possibly these teams may well draw each other in the Junior Cup. And of course, in the Towns Cup, the oldest competition in Ulster rugby, there's a chance that they may well draw each other in that. So there's a lot for these teams to play for. But it'll be very interesting to see how they all go, and especially Strabane Oisin in the first time in this league.
Moving on to qualifying three, two sides from Donegal and here, Letterkenny and Donegal Town. Letterkenny, of course, will be pushing to try and get out of qualifying three and make it into section two. But Letterkenny also, over the years, have liked to go on cup runs in certain competitions, and they'll be looking to improve, I suppose, across the board as they get the season underway in a couple of weeks' time, Alec.
Well, this is it. It just depends, you know, what players they have managed to get in. They lost a few players last year, influential players like Mark Scott. And as you said, I mean, last year they just didn't really ever challenge for promotion in qualifying three. They had some good results, but then again they had some bad results. And you mentioned there about the cup, the Gordon West, I mean, the quarter final defeat by Cavan, I mean, that was something that nobody could have imagined. And I would imagine, you know, that they played Donegal Town in the first of the round robin games in the Gordon West about the third week in September. So they'll really be targeting that one, because that's a good competition and they've been to the final quite a few times. They obviously will be looking for promotion, but it's going to be difficult. A lot will depend on how they have recruited. Donegal Town last year were a more than useful side. Saw them a couple of times against Strabane. The first time they gave Strabane a very good tight game. The second time Strabane were just too strong. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, they put out two sides all the time, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But Letterkenny certainly this year, I'm sure, will be looking to have a better season than they had last year.
And the YMCA also looking to improve in 2013 when they start their season in qualifying four. And really, you don't want to be stuck in that section for too long, and they'll be hoping to get out of it, Alec.
Well, last year, a lot of the clubs, they decided to have a lot of... They lost a lot of players. The very good side, of course, they went to qualifying one. None of those players are now playing. I mean, they're all got their pension books and all the rest of it, but, I mean, they were a great side. And a small club like that, only once in a while ever do you get a quality standard of players together. But last year, a lot of young players have joined the club. A lot of players who last year were for their first time playing. Again, they took a lot of defeats at the start of the season, but they finished the season very strongly. I'm led to believe that they've had a good lot of players out training. So they'll be getting into that qualifying four league with confidence. And certainly, you know, from the young players' point of view, if they can win more games than they lose, it's going to give them the confidence to build on.
And on to the Minor League North, which has been very competitive in recent years. There's a total of nine teams from the Northwest involved here, which included the new established sides of Finn Valley and Tyrconnell, who are using this as their first step into rugby in the Northwest. A lot of teams involved here, Alec, and certainly some good action we expect to see, particularly towards the opening part of the season.
Well, that's it. Tyrconnell and Finn Valley have to be commended, Dodgy, and this is their third season, and last year both sides had three or four good results, and I was down one day doing the Letterkenny game, and the Letterkenny seconds were playing against Tyrconnell, and the enthusiasm and the support that they had up there was at the Dave Gallagher grounds was tremendous. And the one thing we have to be commended on, and I've mentioned this before, is the fact that they never call off their games. They're able to put teams out every Saturday, and that's very, very important, and I think some of the Belfast clubs could take a lesson from that. Because, you know, they really, it's very, very important as a young club that you get games every week, because players maybe play one week and then there's two games cancelled, and it doesn't really keep the momentum going, and sometimes they lose a bit of enthusiasm. But, I mean, it was Strabane who were the unbeaten team last year in that league, and then they went on to the Ravenhill final. Ballyshannon, of course, beat them at the final. But, I mean, it will be very competitive with Inishowen, as I say. Inishowen, you mentioned, there's Strabane, seconds, Tyrconnell, Finn Valley, Donegal, Derry Force, Limavady, Letterkenny, YM. And the other good thing, and I think it was one of the things that the Ulster branch got right, Oisin, as far as the minor rugby went, they zoned it. So it means that these teams are not travelling 160, 200 miles at weekends to play rugby. They're more or less all end together. And that's one of the reasons why I think that so many matches have been played and very few called off.
Okay, and finally, Alec, on our preview of the new rugby season, we'll focus, of course, on Ulster. Last season came to a very disappointing end. At one stage during the campaign, Ulster have been tipped as double winners of the Heineken Cup and the league. But unfortunately, in the big European competition, they lost out at the quarter-final and then suffered defeat in the league final. And already, just a couple of weeks out ahead of the new season, bad news for Ulster with Tommy Bowe having that hand injury. So as they get the focus ready now for the start of the campaign, can Ulster improve from where they left off last year, Alec?
Well, I think it's not a matter of can they improve, Oisín. I would think the loyal band of supporters that Ulster have will want them to improve. And certainly you mentioned Tommy Bowe, the fact that he's going to be out for maybe about 6 weeks. But they're very lucky in the sense that you have Craig Gilroy and Andrew Trimble, you know, in a sense who either of those players would be more than adequate to fill in for Tommy. But it's going to be very, you know, you said last week, I mean, they led the Rabo Direct right through. They won the semi-final and then they went down to the RDS. And unfortunately, they lost an early try to Leinster. A couple of referee indecisions, one could add, maybe didn't help. But nevertheless, it's a learning process. They lost the Heineken Cup the year before that to Leinster. But if you look at the way Leinster and Munster progressed after they were beaten in finals, they built on that, and I hope that's something that Ulster can do. The Saracens quarter final against in the Heineken Cup was again unfortunate one because, you know, there was the decision about the line-out which changed the game and gave Saracens 7 points. But nevertheless, that's one of the things you have to build on. Mark Anscombe now in his second term, he should know the territory well. They more or less have the same squad. Excuse me. They've signed a new prop, and also Stephen McKinney, an out half, who was captain of Ireland under-19s a couple of years ago. He was playing played last year at Rotherham, but he's come back, and I think that's good because Paddy Jackson needs a bit of competition at out half. Ruan Pienaar, of course, won't be available for the first 6 weeks because he's playing for South Africa in the Championship. But it's nice to have somebody like Pienaar to come back. And it's important that Paul Marshall and young Matt Heaney, that they, at scrum half, that they develop and they're getting the opportunity. Ulster's first game is in the first Friday in September when they're away to the Newport Gwent Dragons. You wouldn't say that's not the hardest game, but all games are hard and Ulster will want to start off with a win. And of course, in 2 or 3 weeks after that, they've drawn quite a pool in the Heineken Cup. I mean, Leicester, who they defeated 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they come to Ravenhill on a Friday night, and that's a game that Ulster have to win. They also have Treviso and Montpellier, so it's not a group that's going to be easy to get out of. I suppose the only thing about it is they played Leicester in the first game, then they have back-to-back games against Treviso, and the last game they play is Leicester, so they'll know where they stand whenever they travel to Leicester in the last game, but that's a long way away. They've got to build on that from the start of the season. But I think with the squad they have, you know, last year the momentum was good. Anscombe certainly brought a new flavour to it. Jared Payne and a lot of these players now have had a season full fitness, and hopefully that they can produce the goods and give everybody something to cheer about up at Ravenhill.